Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Name the child something. And the name was Ichabod. What a name, huh? Don't name your children Ichabod. Ichabod means the glory has departed. That's what Ichabod means. And they knew, you know, spiritually, they knew something was about to depart. All the sin that were committed by the so-called gatekeepers.
Amen.
The priests. We see it today. That's why there's such darkness. That's why there's such violence.
Amen.
Such evil. See, when it's on the ground, it's because something's been released in the spirit realm.
Amen. That's it.
And the church needs to understand that our fight is in the airways.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. You know, in a real battle, in a physical battle, the one that controls the air,
amen,
controls the battle.
Amen.
The devil is the prince of the power of the air. Well, my Bible tells me that we are raised up with Jesus Christ and seated far above. Amen. On a throne. There to rule and govern and monitor and control the airways. But because sin is at the gates, the Philistines came and they took the ark. Philistines representing the uncircumcised. They came in and they took the ark, thinking it was just another idol god. Just another idol to add to their trophy case. But they were about to be rudely awakened. They took it right to their temple where Dagon was, their main god, the fish head god. They were proud. They had taken the Israelites who were seemingly unconquerable. They had gotten their God. They set it in there with Dagon. They went out and came back the next morning. Dagon, he hadn't fallen. The ark pushed him over. That big old fish god was pushed over. Never had happened before. So they picked him up, set him back up. They worshiped. Then they went out, came back the next morning, and the ark not only pushed Dagon over, but cut his head off, cut his hands off.
Amen.
You see, the world, listen, the world has had the glory.
Amen.
They have owned the mountains. They're not the mountain of entertainment. That was never given to the world. Amen. God didn't intend for the world to dominate that. The mountain of government, he didn't intend for them to dominate that. The mountain of education, he didn't intend for them to dominate that. But they've infiltrated that because the church has been out of her place.
Amen.
Amen. But look what has happened. Education. Back in 1963 or 64, what happened? They took prayer out of school. Guess what? Violence in the school. They took the commandments out of different government places. What happened? Bombings and everything everywhere.
Amen. That's it.
They took God out of entertainment.
Amen.
And look at the people at the top of entertainment. 6-7 wives. You know, not, I'm not being judgmental. It's true. Drug addiction.
Amen.
Adrenochrome. You know, drinking blood. All kind of crazy stuff that they're doing. Because they're dancing to the music of the devil.
Amen.
You've heard me say this before. Back in 1932, there was a college professor. There was a Hollywood producer. And he spoke to college professors and said, when your students graduate in the entertainment industry, send them here to me in Hollywood. Because he was saved. He had a niche there. He wanted to train them for like wholesome type of programming. And he got letters back from these colleges and said, we would much, this is what it's written. This is, you can read it in the Change Agent book. It's literally happened. They wrote him and said, listen, we would much rather send our students to hell than to send them to Hollywood. So they wouldn't send their students to Hollywood when there was a vacuum there that needed to be filled. So guess what? Because they reneged on it, the devil sent his agents there. So that everything, listen, 1997, you saw the first woman kiss a woman on TV in the mouth. Now, if you watch TV at all, you have to turn away from some of these commercials. Amen. And some of this stuff, because it's become commonplace now. Amen. And it's numbed people down to, well, that's just the norm. That's, no, that's abomination. Amen. It was abomination then. It's abomination now. It'll always be abomination with God. Amen. Hello, somebody. I ain't judging the person, but God hates sin. He loves the sinner, but hates the sin. I need y'all to help me here. Because we're talking about the preparing for the glory.
Amen. Amen.
The Philistines took it, but they couldn't handle it. The world, the glory is not for the world. The glory is for God's church, for his bride. But the world, the Philistines, the uncircumcised took it. And the first thing they did, they opened up and God smote them with hemorrhoids. I think that's kind of humorous. Preparation H. He smote them with hemorrhoids. And many died in one place in the land of the Philistines. And then they said, we don't want this here. They sent it to another city. And they got it there. God did the same thing. People were getting killed and there were hemorrhoids. And then they sent it to another place. And then finally, for 7 months, they kept it. They said, we don't want to keep this anymore. We can't handle this anymore. Hear me right here. The world and people in positions of influence and authority and financially, God's going to bring many of them to a place where they say, hey, this has not been working. I can't handle this anymore. And they're going to bring something to the house of God. It's called the transference of wealth. God has had the sinner laying up the wealth while they had the hemorrhoids, while they're dealing with all the stuff, but they're laying up the wealth. Why? For the righteous. I'm telling you, there's two things that have to take place before Jesus comes. One is revival. Global revival. Harvest like we've never seen before. The second is that of a transference of wealth. Tell somebody, get ready for it. Tell them, get ready for it. Stop nickel and diming God. Stop penny pinching. Amen. Stop being poor mouth, poor minded. God's going to do some stuff that's going to be off the charts. You better get ready for it. You better get your house in order. Get your finance in alignment. Learn how to handle some money. Tell somebody, money's coming. Why? The Philistines will say, listen, we don't want this ark no more. We're taking it back. And they're magicians and they're warlocks. They put all these, you know, different things in there as a peace offering. And they said, if this is God, then we're going to know, because we're going to take these cows and we're going to separate them from their calves. You do that to a cow, it ain't going nowhere. But we're going to do that to see if they go on down the road, then we'll know this is God. If they don't go, then we know this is just a happenstance. This is a coincidence. Man, they hooked them cows up, and them cows went to going. Didn't look back at the calves, didn't think about the calves. They were on their way to Israel. We got to drop this off in Israel.
Amen.
They got to the border of Israel, and the first ones that they came to the Israelites, they saw it was the ark, and they didn't know. Let me tell you something. One of the things about the glory, you're going to have to learn how to handle power. You can't get in a place of authority and start throwing your weight around and rah.
Amen.
You won't be there long. He that rules must be just first.
Amen.
You can't have your favorites. You can't be playing games. You can't be cliquish. You can't be prejudiced. You can't be biased. God is making a people that's going to be just. That's why David was such a king after God's heart. When they burned Ziklag and they went, they had to go back to get all their wives and children back. 200 of them were so tired they couldn't go.
Amen. That's it.
David said, "Y'all stay by the stuff that's left."
Amen.
And the rest of them went and they got all the stuff back and more.
Amen.
And then when they came back, the ones that were David said, with David said, "You know what? Because they didn't go, they didn't get nothing." David said, "The devil is a lie." He said something like that, you know. But what he did, he said, "No, because they're part of who we are, we will divide this evenly." See, God may call you at the beginning of the day. You've been working all these years, and then he calls somebody at the end of the day, and both of y'all get a penny. I said, both y'all get a penny. Stop being mad because they got a penny too.
Amen.
I've been working all day. I got to get a penny. Yeah, you get a penny, they get a penny too. Why? God is just.
Amen.
Be glad you were able to work.
Amen.
As your days are, so shall your strength be. Maybe that person couldn't have worked all day.
Amen.
Get mad. They got a penny too. You better get rid of that gutter thinking, that ghetto thinking. God's getting ready to bust a move. And I'm telling you, he's preparing people. Get ready, it's going to start to flow. Don't get stingy when it starts to flow either. Don't buy you some island out somewhere and nobody see you now except when you fly in your jet plane, you know, and you just then you fly back. No. Be generous. The liberal soul shall be made fat. We sow bountifully, we reap bountifully. That's the law of the Spirit. He that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. So David made a mistake. Here Ichabod. Now they bring the ark back and the Israelites open up. They're not supposed to. They touch it and so many die. They get afraid. Then David hears that it's there. Then it stays 20 more years at Abinadab's. And Uzzah and Ahio grow up with it. Here's an issue, too, with church. People get familiar with church.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not in a good way. Some are familiar with church in a very good way. But there are many who become familiar. See, familiarity breeds contempt.
Amen, amen.
Some have listened to me for so long, they ain't listening no more. I heard him, but I heard that before. Tell the truth, make the devil a lie. but then there are those who refuse to allow familiarity. Because, see, you're just looking at the messenger. You need to hear the message. Amen. Forget about the vessel. Think about the voice.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word. All the
stories ever told.